Welcome to Cocktails and Canoes.
That's right, the podcast for two best friends with many opinions talk about sport that we both love.
We're Kel and Will. All right, you guys, this is a big week for Dragon Boat Paddling. And I have my co-host here, Woody. How big is this week?
So big.
It is so big. And we're going to try to recap as much as we can day to day. This is day two of the Club Crew World Championships in Sarasota, Florida. Woody, what is in Florida?
Crocodiles.
Yeah. So basically we have dragons paddling with alligators. So we hope you enjoy with some of the paddlers we're able to reach out to kind of recap the days and kind of check in on this paddler vibe check. Oh, there you go. Day three.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. We're going to catch up with John Colasito again for day three of Sarasota, Florida. Club Crew Dragon Boat Championships of the World. As soon as he clicks the link.
Can't be too hot down there.
I did hear that there was lightning delays. Like everything was pushed back because of lightning.
Oh, there's such babies in Florida. A little bit of lightning. It's not like the paddles are carbon fiber conductive or anything. Right? Yeah.
No, I think there was a lot of lightning.
Oh yeah. They're just whining, waiting for perfect conditions. These dragon boaters, you know. John.
Yeah. It's insane. Yo, John.
Yo,
John.
Day three.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Give us them updates, buddy.
Oh man. Shoots. It is unreal out here, as in the terms of the heat and humidity.
I can't. Yeah. I'm like sweating thinking about it.
It's like it's pretty insane. It really affects your performance for sure. It's just so heavy. The air is heavy.
Affects your brain too.
Huh?
Affects your brain.
Oh, for sure.
Can't think straight.
For sure. And, you know, it's, I think, at least for me, I was here for a couple of days to help acclimate to the weather. But even then, it's, even going for a run, it's just still brutal. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't live out here.
Kelly was saying there was like lightning delays. Like everyone kind of wimped out and they got all scared of the lightning.
Yeah. Lightning, you know, the weather is strange here, the bugs, the heat, like it's weird because, you know, it says it's going to rain.
Not Florida.
You know, it says it's going to rain. And I also learned that when it says 50% chance of rain in the area, it means 50% of that area is going to be rained on. Did you know that?
No, I thought that was the percentage.
We're
going
to have to fact check that. We're going to run that through the booth.
Wade Williford, could you That's please check that, please? Wade?
I too was also shocked.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's news. That's breaking.
Well, since we're talking about crazy things in Florida, was it your Instagram story that showed an alligator?
Oh yeah. Well, there's no alligators. There's no alligators at the race course. But there there are baby alligators at the race course. But there aren't big alligators.
That doesn't add up in my mind.
Any alligator is a big alligator, but that's cool. So,
oh, for sure. I'm looking for it. We just went to the Mayaca State Park to find some alligators. So did not disappoint.
Why would you look for them?
Well, I don't know. I figured it's a Florida thing to do.
It is a very Florida thing to do, actually. Florida doesn't
I gotta say, so. I don't. I'm not into the alligator thing, man. It was prehistoric. Right. But you know what? This isn't an alligator podcast. We're talking about racing. What's going on?
So
what's
day going on three, with the racing? How's the vibe of everyone on the beach? Well, you've had 2,000 meters the first 2 days, right?
Yes. So South Breeze pulled South Breeze Premier Open pulled a good performance out in the 2000 meters on the last race of the day. We were able to secure a silver in that race.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome to
yeah. Congratulations.
Medals.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. So we were kind of riding a high on that for going coming into today in the 200 meters in the mixed division in the standard boat. But, you know, I think, you know, every day going into the racing, you have to kind of keep yourself really focused and whatnot, because, I mean, our first race, we were able to edge out 22 Dragons by 0.02 for first place to automatically advance us into the finals, into the grand finals. So they had to do a semi to get into the grand final. But we were able to get into the grand final, us, the Rising Tide, both teams coming out from California, and the rest were Canadians and I think one German team.
Sounded like a common theme yesterday. Was the Canadians and Californians.
Yep. And Canadians historically are super fast, super strong in the 200s. And coming out into we already knew coming out, like, it was going to be like fighting tooth and nail for any type of medal. And honestly, like, you know, I was going to be okay coming out with any medal of any color. Right. But unfortunately, in the mix, you know, we missed out on bronze by, it was tight. It was like the first place was 44 seconds. Second place was 45-ish. And third place was 46. And we were, you know, third, fourth, and fifth were like within like 0.0 something within each other, something to each other. So we came in fifth overall, but we improved on our time from our first heat. But, you know, again, they're just...
How much of that do you think has to do with like starting positions and where? Oh wait,
And not, is that not only too much 2000s? On the thousands.
How does that pan out with the 200? Is it a straight? Everyone starts at the same time?
Yes, yeah. Everyone will start at the same time. There's gates that are aligned across the lanes. Okay,
so it's a straight up.
Straight up drag race.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. So you have you have these buckets that you kind of put your head in.
What?
Like the canoe kayaks. Like when you see them pull up to the line.
The boat.
Not
head.
Your head.
Yeah. Yes. The dragon.
Okay.
Head.
Okay.
Really, hands made tail on us right now.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. So you put your the nose of your dragon boat into the bucket. And you have the announcer who does the call, you know, calls your ready attention. And then you have the horn that goes off on the speaker. And, you know, from there, it's your quick reaction time to try to get out the blocks as fast as you can. And then, you know, make it to the finish line, you know, 45 seconds.
Yeah. I think we lost you for a second there, William.
Me?
Yeah, we didn't hear that question.
Said sounds like some forearm cramps.
Yeah, it could be. You definitely have to relax, you know, a lot to kind of get back to the front a little bit quicker, so you don't, you know, start fatiguing out those smaller muscles.
Podcast.
But yeah, tomorrow we'll be racing in the open boats. Same distance, 200 meters, so that's gonna be fast and furious. So definitely want to check that out. So it'll be good racing for sure.
So tomorrow is 200 meters again.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
200 meters. So 200 Premier meters. Open will be racing.
Do we lose Cal?
Hey.
Sorry, I just interrupted the podcast.
We're picking up.
We're picking up girls from daycare.
Nice.
Our local correspondent, Tyson Poplar.
Two kids, two hands.
A former Dragon Boat paddler himself.
Oh, wow.
He's done a race. Yeah, he did a race. All right, so 200 meters tomorrow.
Oh, Oh yeah, 200 meters tomorrow. It's gonna be fast. So definitely check it out. Have you been watching it, Kelly?
No, we've been watching. Yeah, today was a little hard. I was actually in Avalon. Yeah, I've been watching meetings too for the race, but it's fun to watch. They're doing like a really good job of broadcasting it on YouTube and like having like jumping from boat to boat and being able to see the whole course. At least like the 2,000 meters is really cool. Because usually I don't think you'd usually be able to see the whole course from one viewpoint, obviously. Yeah. But so it's 200 meters tomorrow. And then what is Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday is going to be a 500 meter distance.
Okay.
So it's going to be a sprint run, or it's going to be pretty brutal. So
yeah.
So you're in the 40s for the 200. So you're probably what, like just under 2 minutes, just over 2 minutes for the five?
Yeah, we probably expect to be probably under 2 minutes, just a little bit under 2 minutes for sure in the 500s.
Okay. And then
yeah, I can math.
Yeah, I can do the things with the numbers and the things. And then after each day, there's an award ceremony, right? For those races. It's not all at once at the end.
Oh yeah. It goes out throughout the day. Like 50 minutes after each award ceremony is another award ceremony. So
is that when the Dragon Boaters get down?
Dragon Boaters get down.
You know who gets down? I've been seeing is the Germans have been getting down. You know, after each race. Yeah, they're at the beer tent having their daily brews after each race, you know.
They were built for that shit. Yeah.
Hey, that's the Hadler vibe check we want. Man. That's the vibe check we want.
Yes, yes. So
do you guys all have...
I'm waiting until Sunday.
Okay. Like a responsible paddler.
Fair enough.
Funny. Yeah.
Is there just a big beach and everyone's got tents and everyone's next to each other? Or how is that?
Yeah, at the race site, there's tents set up for along the side in the athletes' village. And there's one big giant Circus Olay looking kind of tent that other paddlers are kind of congregating at. But, I don't know if I want to go in there. There has been a huge wave of COVID spreading amongst the athletes. You could tell how
spicy we had that at the gorge. We had a super spreader up there.
Dragon boat paddlers are going down.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. Wow.
Ay.
Yep. Jeez.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thanks for hopping on. And, you know, we just wanted to try to get these little snippets of race days out every night. So thanks for helping us do that.
Yeah, and, thank you.
We'll be watching and rooting for you.
Oh, thank you guys. Thanks for the support.
Go get down, John. Of course.
Go get down, John. Go get down.
All right. I don't want to go down.
Okay. Well, go. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you on Sunday. We'll talk to you on Sunday when you're really going down. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye. Okay, bye.